air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach says he will meet with the mother of Private Sean Rooney next week and he has total respect for him and his family. A Donegal deputy says the housing market in Donegal has hit the perfect storm, which is preventing the sale of second-hand homes. Letterkenny University Hospital had the fifth highest number of admitted patients awaiting beds during this month of July, with Sligo in fourth place. And there are people in Donegal who simply would not receive the medical care they need without the provision of the Donegal Cancer Flights and Services Organisation. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has all the latest sport at 5:15. August Turation and Nuked Lake Colm Fairter. The Taoiseach just says he will meet with the mother of Private Sean Rooney next week and he has total respect for him and his family. Natasha Rooney yesterday hit out at the Taoiseach, the government and the Lebanese justice system in the wake of a man being sentenced to death in Lebanon for her son's killing. The defendant was absent from proceedings and he remains at large. Defence Minister and Taoiseach Simon Harris says he will meet Natasha Rooney next week.
So I'll be meeting Natasha next week and I'm going to reserve any further comment until I meet her. Natasha is a grieving mother fighting for justice for her son who died while serving with absolute distinction wearing the uniform of Óglaigh na hÉireann.
A Donegal deputy says the housing market in Donegal has hit the perfect storm, which is preventing the sale of second-hand homes. There's efforts ongoing to see so-called MICA houses to be deemed sellable, mortgageable and insurable. These houses are not affected by defective concrete, which is caused by internal sulphate attack driven by the presence of iron sulphides such as pyrrhotite and pyrite. But they do test positive for MICA, which was previously misunderstood as the issue. A working group led by the Banking and Payments Federation will focus on how financial institutions can better support impacted homeowners. Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says as a result, people who need houses can't buy them and those who are looking to sell are also stuck.
There are growing numbers of homeowners in Donegal that have homes that are perfectly fine, but when they're tested, if they're up in, for sale, there's a bit of mica there. And once the dreaded word mica is heard, that means their homes can't be sold, or if they are sold, they're sold for a fraction of the price. It's deeply unfair. We know from the efforts of international campaigners that the real cause of defective blocks in Donegal is pyrrhotite, internal sulphate attack, and not actually mica. This work is ongoing, and hopefully there'll be a solution for homeowners who are trapped and they can't sell their homes.
And if this solution is found, it could be a game changer for the second-hand market here in Donegal.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, our market is frozen in Donegal, and this really impacts on young families hoping to buy a home or indeed on Donegal County Council, who often would try and buy a house to help with the housing crisis. It's actually making us have a perfect storm, huge crisis in the county. So my hope is that based on scientific evidence, rather than the stuff that's happened in the past with desktop studies, that we actually would have a proper system that allows people to sell their homes. It also gives security to the buyer, the purchaser, that they're protected. I think there's a role for the state eventually, but right now you have the banks, the auctioneers and valuers, the insurance companies, the lawyers, they're at the table right now looking about how you find a solution, but the government must come in at some point too and help.
Letterkenny University Hospital had the fifth highest number of admitted patients awaiting beds during the month of July, with Sligo in fourth place. Together, the two Northwest hospitals make up 13% of the national total. Michaela Clark has more.
Figures published today by the INMO show over the course of July, a total of 9,271 admitted patients were either on emergency department trolleys or in unsuitable locations on wards. Of those, 505 were in Letterkenny University Hospital and 706 in Sligo, a Northwest total of 1,211. The highest figure was recorded at University Hospital Limerick, with 2,257 admitted patients without beds over the month. That's followed by Galway with 1,146 and Cork with 889 patients. In a statement, the INMO General Secretary Philney Hay says all signs are pointing towards an extremely busy winter period, and with over 68,000 patients already admitted to an inappropriate care space in Irish hospitals so far this year, all trends suggest it will have another record-breaking year for trolley admissions unless urgent measures are taken.
There are people in Donegal who simply would not receive the medical care they need without the provision of the Donegal Cancer Flights and Services Organisation. Mary Coyle, the manager of the service, said there needs to be more support from local politicians for this reason. One man who needs to travel from Malin Head to Dublin and Galway says if it wasn't for the service, he would have died. Mary says there's many like him who need more support, and that cannot be ignored.
We took this gentleman from Malin Head down to Letterkenny, put him up in Letterkenny in one of the hotels for the night. The car picked him up the next day and took him down to Galway and reversed the journey. I got a text from this man, and it was absolutely lovely, and he said, "Thank you for keeping me alive." I mean, how do they expect older people like that to get from Malin Head to Galway for a procedure that he needed and then expect him to go to Dublin? Not alone that it's so difficult for a pensioner to do this, but they couldn't afford it without the help that we can give them. And it is the reality of patients in Donegal that we hear these stories all the time. This is where I want political pressure. This is where we need more than the services that we can provide. Mm. And it has been said to me all the time, if we were not there, they would not go for the procedure.
America's top Middle East official says he spent 5 hours in Gaza to what he claims to be the level set facts and give Donald Trump a clear understanding of the humanitarian situation. Steve Witkoff went with the ambassador to Israel, who claims 100 million meals have been distributed through the controversial and most criticised Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Palestinians report gunfire near the centres, which Israel claims are warning shots. Mamun Hills is a Palestinian doctor working at University Hospital Waterford. He follows closely what's happening daily in the enclave.
I start my day every day since coming to Ireland, since leaving Gaza from day one, by checking if my family are still alive. I'm lucky enough to have a job here mm-hmm. in one of the most well-established hospitals here in Waterford. You know, everyone has a different mechanism of coping with things. I have something to do during these challenging times.
The Garda Representative Association says the drip feeding of the Crow report is another insult to its overworked and under-resourced members. The group, which represents rank-and-file members of the force, says the Garda Commissioner appears to have been aware of serious alleged issues with the Roads Policing Unit for a number of months, but failed to take any action. Details from the unpublished report show some members of the unit are openly hostile to doing their jobs. Former Sergeant Donegal-based Christy Galligan says morale within the force has been low for some time.
Unfortunately, the recruitment and retention of the Garda Síochána is a big problem as well. The lack of support, there's a lot of people on the ground who see there's a lack of support to frontline members as well. We know that there's major issues between the present commissioner and the associations in general in relation to policing and the new policing model. It went from 1,200 in around 2009 to around, I think, around 630. They were trying to get up to 700 in 2 years' time. Now we have 98,000 kilometres of roads to police, and the population of this country has increased from 4.4 million people in 2009 to 5.3 million in this present time. I'd like to be interviewing those members who are openly hostile and finding out why they are openly hostile. What is their reason for doing or saying what they're saying? And if I was a chief superintendent in charge of a division, I'd be calling in small numbers in my road traffic policing and say, right, what's the problems here? What can we do?
Two men have been arrested following the seizure of a quantity of cannabis plants in Derry. Police were initially responding to a report of an assault shortly before 4:30 yesterday afternoon when they noted a strong smell of what they believed to be cannabis coming from a property. A number of suspected cannabis plants being grown were subsequently discovered. Both men have been released to allow for further inquiries. Police are appealing to anyone with information about suspected drugs activity to come forward. Atlantic Technological University is asking homeowners to open their doors to students. It's looking for people in Donegal, Sligo, Galway and Mayo to avail of the Rent-A-Room scheme. Christina McGuinness, ATU Mayo's Students Union Vice President, says the scheme can benefit homeowners.
It's a national governmental scheme where people who open their doors and bring a third level student into their home and allow them to rent a room for the duration of the academic year can earn up to €14,000 tax free.
Met Éireann has issued a weather advisory for Storm Floris this weekend. It's not a weather warning, but says warnings will be issued tomorrow. The advisory says wet and unseasonably windy weather is expected on Sunday night and bank holiday Monday. Some impacts include dangerous travelling conditions, structural damage, fallen trees or other debris and localised flooding. There's been a 41% increase in the registration of new electric vehicles in Donegal this year so far. The Society of the Irish Motor Industry today revealed that 285 EVs were registered at the end of July, compared to 165 last year. The total new car registration in the county at the end of the month was 2,470, up 4% from 2,380 in 2024. Vodafone and O2 customers in Strabane may not have their mobile signal restored until Tuesday. West Tyrone MP Orla Begley attended a meeting with Vodafone this morning, who confirmed that the work may take until then. The signal's managed by O2 for all providers in the area, and a meeting's been sought with the company. Two residential centres for older people in Donegal have found to be compliant following inspections into their use of restrictive practices. The inspections were carried out at St Eunan's Nursing Home in Letterkenny in April and the Carndonagh Community Hospice in May. In both cases, the inspectors found residents really enjoyed a good quality of life where culture, ethos and delivery of care were focused on reducing or eliminating the use of restrictive practices. The reports in full can be found on our website highlandradio.com. We're just coming up to 11 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break. We'll have news after. It's 14 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Finn Harps are on the road in the SSE Air Tristy League First Division this evening. Kevin McHugh's side have lost just once in their previous eight matches and go into tonight's clash with Wexford at Ferry Carrick Park with some positive momentum. Former Harps captain Keith Cowan feels a couple of new signings have come in and had a real impact in recent games.
Hansen Pongo, two goals in two games for him is you know, really positive when your striker's scoring goals. And you know, there's always a thing, you know, when you bring someone new to the club, will it take him long to settle? And especially for a striker, you know, it's always about getting that first goal. But, you know, he is two now. And, you know, I was really surprised and really impressed by the manner that he took his goals, you know, especially last week, you know, showing real composure and, you know, maybe not snatching at a shot too early when he was through on goal. And, you know, he was able to finish it well, really good. And you know, another signing as well, the young Canadian lad, Zurich, you know, was able to provide an assist for Tony's goal for the second. So, yeah, like when you bring in players, you know, especially, you know, Kevin has been, I suppose, a new manager and a young manager at that as well, you know, although his huge, vast experience as a player, when he's making these signings, you know, he's kind of, I suppose there is a little, you know, will they work? Will they come to Balfour? Will they settle? Like I said, and, you know, when your winger's coming in and providing assists and then, you know, when your striker's scoring goals, you know, he'll be really happy with how the lads have come in and, you know, in the first couple of games, how they've done.
Speaking of new signings, Finn Harps confirmed another arrival this afternoon with the addition of attacker Ibrahima Poku Bangura. The Frenchman signs for the remainder of the 2025 season following a successful trial period. Elsewhere tonight, Leaders Dundalk play UCD, Cove Ramblers are up against Longford, Kerry host Athlone and Bray Wanderers are at home to Treaty United. In the Premier Division, Bohemians can close the gap on leader Shamrock Rovers to 4 points if they can overcome fourth place Drogheda United at Dalymount Park. The only other game this evening in the top flight sees Galway United travel to Bottomside Cork City. Derry City aren't in action until Sunday. Locally, there's a quarter final taking place in the Letterkenny Community Centre Festival of Football this evening. Kilmacrenan and Celtic face Alia with kickoff at 7:30. Newcastle have rejected an offer of over £100 million for Alexander Isak from Liverpool. The striker is training in Spain while he explores his options during the summer transfer window. Sky reporter Keith Downey is at St James's Park and says Newcastle have turned down the approach for several reasons.
the figure? Does it meet their valuation of the player? Two, they don't want to sell the player anyway. And three, they have yet to bring in a replacement. They're looking to try and bring in a top-level replacement for Alexander Isak if he does agitate enough.
Brighton have announced the signing of Republic of Ireland under 19 defender Sam Keogh from Dundalk. The 19-year-old will link up with the Premier League club's under 21 squad after both parties agreed on an undisclosed six-figure fee. And Wrexham have signed Connor Cody from Championship rivals Leicester City, also for an undisclosed fee, believed to be in and around £2 million. In cricket, the North West Senior Cup final is currently taking place at Beechgrove, with Donnymana taking on New Buildings in the first of two 50-over innings. Donnymana batted first and reached 250 for the loss of 9 wickets, and as we came to air, defending champions New Buildings are currently at 148 for the loss of 3 after 33 overs in their chase. In golf, Miyu Yamashita has opened up a 3-shot lead on day 2 of the Women's Open Championship at Royal Portcawl. The Japanese player is 11 under after counting 65. Leona Maguire is 1 under midway through her second round. In horse racing, racing is underway on day 5 of the Galway races. The first of an 8 race card went to post at 5 o'clock. Thurles Racecourse has closed with immediate effect. A statement from Rena Maloney confirmed the decision of the Maloney family this morning. The historic venue was the only privately owned racetrack left in Ireland. Finally, in motorsport, Derry's Josh McAleen and Donegal's Eamon Kelly are both competing at Rally Finland in the WRC. McAleen is alongside Owen Tracy in their Ford Puma Rally 1 and currently sit 9th overall. Home driver Cal Rovanperä leads the rally by 4.4 seconds ahead of Frenchman Thierry Neuville in 2nd. Japan's Takamoto Katsuta is having a good rally in 3rd spot. Oma's Aaron Johnson is on the nose for Katsuta in their Toyota Yaris Rally 1. Frost's native Eamon Kelly is still occupying 3rd spot in the Junior WRC category and is going well alongside Connor Mohan in a Ford Fiesta Rally 3. Kelly and Mohan set the fastest time of all junior competitors through Special Stage 3 this morning and is just 0.1 of a second off 2nd spot. That is all your sport for this evening. We'll be back with more on Saturday Sport from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Donna Marie.
Cormac Mark, Cocos Anish, and Nuked Lake Home Fairter.
Sure, we're